We're about to drop into South Korea and join an eyeglass company employee, a ghost, and a holographic man. All this and so much more coming up on this episode of Lasers and Lockets, the podcast that celebrates strong and complex female characters in science fiction and fantasy entertainment. This is episode 78. Holo, cue the theme! Welcome or welcome back to the show. I'm Lee, your always friendly neighborhood host. I cannot wait to dive into tonight's topic, and this is one of my first Korean dramas on the show. Actually, I think it is my first Korean drama on the show. This is a little secret you probably don't know about me, but I love K-dramas more than anything right now. I'm mildly ashamed to state that I'm watching 5 at the same time, but I've branched out from the typical ones to enjoy a few sci-fi and fantasy, including this one, and you could say I'm in my K-drama era right now, or really just my Asian drama era right now, because I have been really enjoying some Thai series as well. I'm also going to apologize in advance because I will likely mispronounce names in this episode, but I have tried really hard to get as close as possible as I can. My Hollow Love, or the literal translation, I Hollow You, is a 2020 South Korean television series starring Yoon Hyun Min and Ko Sung Hee as Konando, or Hollow, and Han So Hyun. The series centers around Han So Hyun, a young woman with a disorder called face blindness. This disorder means she's unable to recognize people by their faces. Because of it, she's seen at work as rude and cruel, as she's never able to greet people with recognition. She has lived a pretty reclusive life up to this point when the series starts, as she finds it really difficult for her to make connections with people around her, especially since she can't recognize them every time she sees them. She can also has difficulty with reading facial expressions as part of this disorder, so it kind of ties in with that difficulty with connections. It's really scary for her to go out at night, especially like to places such as grocery stores. Other places where there are a lot of people are particularly scary for her. In the first episode, she's in the wrong place at perhaps the right time and ends up in possession of a pair of futuristic glasses dumped by the CEO of Geo Labs while she's being chased by a competing company's goons. The company is Magic Mirror, who is trying to steal the tech. Soyeon puts the glasses on and discovers she now has a personal holographic assistant that can help her recognize the people around her, and it feeds her important information at key junctions to help her improve her work. Now, unlike a lot of American or Western series, one of my favorite things about K-dramas is how intimately you get to know the characters in such a short period of time. Most K-dramas run about 16 episodes, and each episode is usually about an hour to an hour and a half long. So you get sort of a lot of exposure to these characters in a short period of time. And one of my absolute favorite things about these K-dramas is how intimately you get to know the characters. And getting to know Soyeon was no different. She's a far stronger woman than she thinks she is. And you really feel for her as you watch the way she tries to survive in the world with and without Holo. Her life is reclusive and complicated. She steers clear of most people, except for her bestie/roommate, Yuram. Her mother wears similar clothes every time she sees her daughter so that Soyeon knows who she is and can somewhat recognize her. And really, that's how she learns to recognize the people in her life, is by voice and also by clothing that they often wear. And to imagine how her mother has chosen for a very long time, because you learn that she is about 4 or 5 when she gets face blindness. And so you learn that since that point, her family has tried really hard to find ways to help her cope with this particular disorder. Something that you really come to learn about Soyeon is that she's actually really kind and caring, though most people rarely get to see that side of her. There's this scene where Nando gets in a fight and she immediately administers first aid to him, though he was very prickly towards her at the time. As the series continues, though, you start to see her wall come down and you see how truly gentle, warm, and silly Sohyeon is. But it's important to distinguish that she is no damsel in distress in any way. While her life is scary for her, she keeps trying to live it. And I think that's one of the most powerful things about her character. You see how strong she is in spite of her fear. And trust me, it is super in spite of that fear. She is the definition of that phrase, doing it scared. One thing I think that makes a lot of things more difficult for her is that she is kind of ashamed of her disorder. And it may be a cultural thing, I'm not entirely sure. But she chooses to hide it from those she works with because I think she's afraid they won't understand or they think that it's a fake thing. The hiding, though, is why they think she's such a terrible person. You learn kind of throughout the series that they're all actually really wonderful people, and so is Sohyeon. But it's just that hiding. It's that hiding and trying to take care of everything by herself that makes it difficult for her at work. One thing that Hollo helps her see is that it is super freeing to be who she really is, flaws and all. Because people will love her because of who she truly is, not this facade that she puts on. And when she does start to let people see who she really is, when she does, disclose her disorder to those people that are closest to her, they see her as a strong, feisty, super funny, kind, and generous soul. One who has great advice, one who listens to problems, one who has friends in need, and who helps those friends in need. But one thing that Sohyeon is determined to steer clear of is love, and I can understand why that would be really scary for her. In addition to just the disorder itself and the difficulty with recognizing people, she's scared that no one would love her if they truly knew who she was, and that's something that they explore throughout the course of the series, as a good K-drama does. One person, though, that really helps her became an unexpected delight of a character for me, and that was Nando's adopted sister, Yujin. Yujin is the CEO and face of Geo Labs, Nando's company. Everything that Yujin has done up to this point, we meet her in the series, is to protect Nando and his company. On the surface, she's a character that seems so put together and strong. But in private, you see these moments of her being super tired and overwhelmed. She's tired of taking the brunt of everything because Nando wants to be a ghost. She's tired of the loneliness she feels. She feels the weight of everything, the company, the people that work with her, Nando, everything. She bears it really well, but you feel her pain in the series. Once Yujin knows about Sohyeon and her disorder, she makes it a point to try to mentor her in a way and to help take care of her and help her see that the world is not really as scary as she believes it to be. And Yujin loves Nando and understands him. And she also understands how important Hollo is to him. She's been one of the few people that Nando trusts and loves in his own way. But something that Yujin is really, really good at is loving people who are broken. And that's a theme you see throughout the course of the series. You see her come to care for Chansung and Sohyeon throughout the series as well. And you see how much she loves and protects Nando. And I love that they portray her strength and her vulnerability together throughout the series. She really, like I said, has become one of my favorite characters ever in a K-drama, but also she became an unexpected delight for me in this series. You see her evolve and change and become more vulnerable as she continues through the series, and you see the friendship between Sohyeon and Yujin build, and I really, really appreciate that. I also appreciate that she's willing to have tough conversations with Sohyeon when she's kind of being, I would call it stupid, but she's being kind of stubborn. That's the better word, stubborn, when it comes to Nando. And it's such an interesting series because it explores the idea of falling in love with an inanimate object or in love with an AI being, which just seems kind of timely at this point in history. But yeah, Yujin is one of my favorite characters, and I love her strength and her vulnerability there. While Sohyun's mother is a more minor character, she still is important to the course of the series because she never abandons Sohyun. She tries to take care of her. She tries to, she's always bringing her food because Sohyun doesn't know how to cook very well. It's something that Holo helps her with. But I love the mother in this series as well. I feel like she's an integral part of why Sohyun is still trying to move through life and really tries to soften her heart and tries to experience new things. I can imagine how terrifying it would be to suddenly have a child who... I can't imagine how terrifying it would be to suddenly have a child who has face blindness and who can't recognize her own parents. And yet the mother is just such a great character for that. And you really grow to love her through the course of the series. A side character that you see a bit is, and I mentioned her before, is Yurem. She is Sohyun's like main best friend, and I think she lives with her. It seems like they're roommates. I feel like it would probably be pretty difficult for Sohyun to live alone with everything that happens to her, because it would be hard for her. It'd be scary for her, I think. But her friend is a flight attendant, I believe. So she kind of travels a fair bit with that. But I just really love their friendship and the love that they have for each other. And it proves how generous and kind and full of love that Sohyun is, regardless of her disorder. And you kind of see that glimpse of the wonderful person that she is and the person that she can become if she just lets her wall down and she lets people in and she becomes a little bit vulnerable. She has to be careful, though, because it's that kind of disorder where people could take advantage of her because she can't recognize who they are. And it's a super interesting series. While My Hollow Love follows a lot of the typical K-drama tropes, including tragic backstories, epic romantic gestures, tripping and falling into the man's arms, all those kind of things, the humor is super witty in it. But it also has a ton of really incredibly compelling and thrilling action sequences mixed in, which I haven't seen a ton of in K-dramas, and I really, really, really enjoyed it in this series. The action in the series was excellent, and it had one of the most incredibly vile villains ever in a K-drama. There's always some sort of, antagonist in a K-drama, but this one was absolutely vile, and I just absolutely hated his character with all of my soul. I don't want to say too much more about this particular K-drama because I don't want to spoil the experience for you. But just suffice it to say that this is one of my favorite K-dramas ever. The chemistry between the leads is brilliant. The chemistry between all of the characters is frankly some of the best I've seen in a long time. And Sohyun is a character that you absolutely fall in love with through the course of the series. And I think it's definitely worth a watch for you. You can find the entire My Hollow Love series on Netflix. It was produced by Netflix in 2020. And it's beautiful, fun, and quirky. And it also takes a really deep look at loving yourself despite your flaws and loving others unconditionally for who they are, not what we'd want them to be. Like most K-dramas, it'll make you laugh and it'll also make you ugly cry at moments. And those are my favorite things about K-dramas. If you can laugh one moment and then ugly cry the next, you know it's a great K-drama that way. Now, I know there are, I'm just barely branching out into science fiction and fantasy types of Korean dramas and other Asian dramas, and I would love to know if you have a favorite Korean drama or any Asian drama, really. I would love to know what that is, because I am branching out into all kinds of different ones. I recently watched Goblin with my sister, and I cannot remember the other possible name for that series. The Great and Lonely God or something like that. But Goblin was absolutely one of my favorite series of all time. And that's a great fantasy series as well, which we will probably discuss on this podcast as well. But I am going to try to flip back to some Western fantasy and sci-fi series, perhaps. I might have a look at some cozy series for the fall-winter season, because we know we all love those kind of things. I'm also really, really into reading right now. I've been reading a lot of books and a lot of fantasy and sci-fi, and I actually just finished a really incredible book. It was called A Broken Blade by Melissa Blair. And that might be one we will discuss on this podcast, or perhaps it might be one that we can discuss as kind of like a book club book, or something I'll discuss on my Instagram reels or something like that. But anyway, so much content to consume, so little time, but Korean dramas are currently one of my absolute favorites. And I would love to hear if you have a favorite fantasy or sci-fi Korean drama or Asian drama you think I should check out. Please share it with me on X, or Instagram. You can also catch us on Facebook as well if you're into that sort of thing. But you'll usually catch me on Instagram the most, and occasionally on X as well. But feel free to share there, and I will be happy to take a look at those. I am always looking for new dramas that way. So I think that's about it for this episode of Lasers and Lockets. Until next time, get your nerd on, be awesome, be kind. All right.